Night Falls on the City by Sarah Gainham. Adapted for radio by Roderick Graham, with Jennifer Hillary as Julia Homburg.
I still don't think Billy should be upstage drinking tea while Heller and I are down at the table. If he has a few schnapps... Well, it's just too dangerous.
I'll think about it. It's only the first week of rehearsal. Have you thought about what I asked?
What? What did you ask?
What are you going to do about Franz?
Hmm?
You remember Franz, your husband?
Hmm?
Well, wouldn't it have been better if he'd simply stayed in Prague?
So you know I don't understand politics. Why shouldn't he come back to Vienna?
Because the rumor is that tomorrow all the socialist deputies will be arrested. And Franz is Jewish.
But he hasn't been threatened up to now. Did you hear something in Berlin?
No, nothing concrete. But the mood there's different. Theatre has lots of new people, very organized, very efficient. Half the people we knew, Piscator's lot, all of Reinhardt's, they're simply not there, almost forgotten. At least, no one talks about them. It's as if they never existed. And they say some of the new stage...
Now, who are they?
Hmm? Who?
Those men going into the hotel. Wonderful clothes.
Oh, Germans, for sure. Their backs are too straight for anything else. I'd give them the clothes and the car, I'd say SS officers.
Oh.
Tomorrow, they'll be on the streets in uniform. Oh, I tell you, they're very efficient. I expect our new administrator will be here by now. He's coming to the theatre tomorrow. The Chamber of Culture.
The Chamber of Culture? What an expression. Who is he?
Friedrich Lehmann. I hope he likes Ibsen.
Give him Heller or Marius. I'm sure he'll like them. I must go. Franz may be back. See you tomorrow for Act 3. Thanks for the drink, and I will try to understand politics honestly.
Bye, Julia.
Bye, Hansi.
My regards to Franzl.
Just a moment. Who is that? You must.
It's Frau Homburg. It's all right. I have my key. There's no need for you to let me in.
Oh, I see. Well, one can't be too careful. Not these days. There's spies everywhere.
I'm sure there are, Frau Filker. Now, if you'll excuse me.
Enemies of the new order. Caretakers must be specially vigilant.
I'm sure you will be, Frau Filker. I'm sorry, but I'm late already. Fina, I'm home.
There you are, then. You're late for your lunch.
Never mind, Fina. It smells wonderful. What is it?
Fish. It's Friday.
So it is. What fish?
Just fish. When does the hair doctor's train get in?
Fina, you're incorrigible. About five. Why are you so scratchy?
Frau Nosey Pilcher says that we're all to be Germans. Is that right?
We're Germans already, aren't we?
Well, you know how I mean. She says the Reich Germans are coming tomorrow to run this mess properly.
Ah, did she now? Was that what she said?
Something like that.
Well, don't get arguing with the old beast or we'll have no laundry again and her husband will refuse to fix anything.
I never argue. I've got too much to do. Dr. Pahaisky left these for you.
What are they? Well, they're addressed to France.
There's a note in it. I don't know what it's about.
Well, I'm sure I don't. I'll ring him.
He said you and the head doctor had to sign them and hide them.
Can I have some coffee?
Yes, please, Ralph.
Hello?
Yes?
Hello, is that Dr. Pohaisky's office?
What number are you calling?
78492. Who is this, please?
The operator. Whom are you calling?
Herr Dr. Pohaisky, 78492. This is ridiculous.
What is your number, please?
75668. What's the matter?
75668. Herr Dr. Vedeker's apartment?
Yes, but why...
I'm sorry, I cannot connect you.
What? Hello? Hello? We've been cut off.
That's been happening all day, Mayfair. Here's your coffee. Perhaps Frau Pilcher's wonderful Reich Germans will put it right. And the Herr Doctor will be home soon.
Oh, God, I'm glad I came back. I love you, Julia.
I love you. And I'm glad you weren't too tired.
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm never too tired for you. You always look so... so desirable.
Oh, Franz, that's it. We go. You said you'd invited Georgi for drinks. I'm not being caught naked. Get dressed.
Quite right. You're getting very formal in your old age. Pass me my shirt.
What are those papers we have to sign?
They'll turn all my property over to you. They're backdated and witnessed already. Not quite legal, but legal enough if they should ever be needed.
But why?
In less than 24 hours, the Nuremberg laws will apply in Austria. As a Jew, all my property will be sequestrated. This way, you are the legal owner, and we shan't have to throw good money into the sewers of the Third Reich. That's all.
Oh.
Yes. Oh. You make sure you hide them somewhere safe.
You've decided, then, you're going.
I'm not only a Jew, I'm a socialist deputy. They've cut off the phone. The Pilchers will report any move we make. There's nothing I can do. If I stay, I'll be arrested. But they might let me go if I leave first thing tomorrow.
But, Franzl, how did all this happen without us knowing? Did you not know anything about it?
Of course I knew. As you did. As everyone did. But nobody quite believed the reality of it. Well, now we're to have our fill of that reality.
Yeah, doctor, can I call?
Coming, Fina. That must be Georgi.
Hurry up, Julia. I'll get him a drink. And how's my favourite newspaper editor? Gasping for Slivovitz?
Slivovitz, thanks, yes. That's most welcome. But editor, no longer.
What?
I am now the literary editor.
That's from when?
Midnight. I've said goodbye to the staff. Fräulein Bracker cried, of course. And one of the new people shouted Heil Hitler. It was all very moving. Look, I'm lucky. I've still got a job. Prost.
Prost. But you were never a party member. I've often said you were simply a naive liberal.
If you think the Nazis make distinctions, then you are the naive one. If it's not a Nazi, it's a Bolshevik. You're even a Bolshevik Jew, for God's sake.
I'm not a Bolshevik. I'm a Marxist, of course.
My dear Franzl, we will have to put away our political toys for a bit, I'm afraid. Julia, he has decided to go, hasn't he?
Yes, tomorrow on the first train.
I'm glad. Oh, and Julia?
Yes, Georgi?
Don't even consider going with him.
Not at first, of course not. I'm in rehearsal, but later...
Julia, you'll be surprised to hear that the Nazis regard you as an artistic asset of the state.
Oh, what?
Yes, well, they do go in for such language. You would be instantly recognised and arrested. The entire theatre would come under suspicion, even closure.
But we're doing the Wild Duck.
The repertoire will not interest them. The loss of face and the defection of such a celebrity will infuriate them.
Then, when can I rejoin France?
Not for some time.
When might it be safe?
Not until things get a lot quieter. They're going to be very jumpy for a long time, making arrests. Watching everyone, tapping telephones.
Ours was cut off this afternoon.
Then there is no doubt. The first thing they will have done is to try to isolate everyone on their arrest list. Now listen to me, both of you. Don't make the terrible mistake of thinking that you can play with these people. If they lay their hands on you, you will disappear from the world and from time and from life. You will never have existed. I must go now, Franzl. I will keep a friendly eye on your Julia and wish you luck. I hope we will meet again. Goodbye.
For God's sake, Georgi, we'll meet again.
Goodbye, Julia. Try to behave normally. You're too important for them to start troubling you without some provocation.
Goodbye, Georgi. Oh, Franzl. My darling Franzl, hold me tight. Hold me.
I'm buggered if I'm doing a line rehearsal when I haven't even learnt it yet. Where the hell is Ostrovsky?
He's in a meeting with Herr Lehmann. I'm sure he won't be long.
Have you seen this Lehmann yet?
Not yet, Hella, but I hear he's married.
Oh,
to some high-up party lady.
Oh, well, another hill to climb. Has Franz come back?
Last night, but he left again this morning. He has some people to see in Prague.
Prague? Yes.
They say Himmler was here in Vienna last night. A friend of Shushi saw him in Osaka. Is he the one with the tiny glasses?
They all look the bloody same to me. Do you think I've got time to slip out for a bit?
I think it's unwise. Herr Lehmann wants to meet the cast.
Do you think he would come if I gave a party for him? It would be less formal, don't you think?
I'm sure he'd be delighted. Oh, I'm getting bored. Perhaps Phil is right. We all need a drink.
Well, I certainly don't. Not at 10 in the morning. You're a bit edgy, Julia.
It's not 10. It's 10:12. A perfectly civilized hour for a glass or two.
Good morning. Too late. Here comes the maestro.
I'm very sorry, everyone, but there'll be no rehearsal today. I must go through the future plans with Herr Lehmann. By the way, he sends his apologies for not meeting you, but hopes to do so at a later opportunity. That's all. I'm sorry.
Hansi, can I have a word?
Oh, certainly, Hera. What is it, my dear?
Come on, beautiful girl. Let Uncle Vili buy that drink for you. And you can tell me what the trouble is.
Oh, it's stupid. Well, I saw Lottie, my dresser, in this morning. She said she was doing some ironing, but she's never been in till the afternoon before.
So?
Do you think she's, well, snooping on me?
I don't think I'm an actor. But you do need a drink. Come on, it's nothing. We're all on edge.
So, we didn't rehearse, we didn't meet Lehmann, and apart from a drink with Willy Munt, it was all a colossal waste of time. I could have been at the station with Franz.
I went with him just to make sure he got away all right. Well, you weren't there, you know, Frau. It was bedlam. Hundreds of people were there checking everyone's papers.
They checked Franz?
Yes, they wrote something down, but they let him go, poor thing.
It was impossible for Dr. Franz to stay.
But who's going to look after him, take care of his food and clothes now, I'd like to know. I've done it since he was a child.
Don't you see? He would have been arrested as a socialist and a Jew.
He's not a Jew to me. I put him in my prayers every night. What you ought to have done, you ought to have got him baptized once his parents were gone.
Fina, you don't understand, and I can't explain it to you. It's a bloody awful mess, that's all.
Well, the wireless is saying what a good thing it is. Local councils are useless. You've said so yourself, Mayfrau. Perhaps the Reich Germans can do something. They're supposed to be very clever and efficient.
Oh, they're efficient, all right. Oh, that reminds me, this is for you. They gave it to me at the theatre. It's some kind of ration card.
It's a VIP ration card. That's you, Mayfrau, a VIP. Oh, we can get all sorts of things with this. It'll be all right now. We're the same as the Reich Germans. Dr. Franz always wanted us to be the same, didn't he?
He wanted a pan-Germanic union with a Marxist-socialist government, not Nazism. It's not all right, don't you see?
Well, the Cardinal was on the wireless this morning, and he said that if we went on to Caesar and kept calm, then everything would be all right.
I'm too tired to argue, even if I understood.
It's little Ruth.
Ruth? What on earth are you doing here? Are you alone?
Yes, Aunt Julia. Is Uncle Franz here?
No, he's gone away. Where's your mother?
She's looking after Grandfather.
Does he know you're out alone?
No, it's Shabbos. He's in his room. Mother's so afraid about everything, she just cries all the time. She thought Uncle Franz would know what to do.
To do about what?
Well, the caretaker is friends with the SA, and they're around all the time, shouting and painting things on the walls. They've beaten up the butcher. Now he's in hospital.
Now, don't worry. No one is going to bother you two women and an old scholar of 93.
But they threatened to kill us.
Oh, my gosh.
Mama's worried that if they close all the kosher shops, we'll starve to death.
Well, I'm sure it won't come to that. Fina, tell Hansi Ostrovsky I'm going round to Ruth's. Apparently they're having some trouble with some brown shirt thugs.
I'll do it right away. Be careful now.
Don't worry, nothing can happen.
No! Why, Andrea? Be mad, stupid bitch!
Thanks, Inspector. I should have expected no more. Julia! Julia? The police have gone. There's no more to worry about. How are you now?
Bruises, it's not too bad. Oh, Hansi. I keep seeing it over and over again. In slow motion, like in an accident.
old man coming out, his prayer shawl flapping and those things on his forehead. And they just grabbed him and threw him out on the landing. And then he vanished. No scream or anything. He just went over the rail. And then Ruth's mother... Now they threw her over.
Oh, my dear.
I could do nothing. I've never felt so impotent in my life. What did the inspector say?
There's a certain amount of confusion at the moment.
Confusion? Two murders and me beaten up? This isn't confusion, it's anarchy. I can give them descriptions, names. One was called Horst.
They say that to draw attention to Jewish relatives could be unwise, at the very least.
Yes, but they've got to do something.
They will make a report. They'll say there was an anonymous phone call or something.
Look, I may be a silly actress, but I'm not a complete idiot. This was murder.
I know that. And since you're certainly not an idiot, you'll realize that what's done is done. At least the girl's safe. She's with neighbors. You should never have gone there in the first place.
Thank God Fina rang you. Who were those two with you?
Oh, scene crew. I thought I might need some help, and when they heard you could be in trouble, well, they'd cheerfully kill anyone who harmed their Julia Homburg.
I'll send them some cognac. Mm. Ow! Ooh. I'm getting stiff and I have to play tonight.
Oh, no, you don't. Your understudy's going on.
But
no,
Hansie...
buts, Julia. I am the artistic director and you are not playing tonight. Anyway, the theatre will only be half full and it gives you an excuse to miss the party afterwards.
Oh, yes, Hella's party for Herr Lehmann. Oh, now that's a pity. I wanted to go to that. It should be full of lovely gossip.
Where's Georgi Karenin?
He's been called to Gestapo headquarters.
Good God.
Oh, nothing serious, he says, but it does mean that Heller's little scheme has gone very wrong.
Tell me and have another drink. This is my personal waiter.
Well, as Georgi couldn't come, the voracious Maris is here alone.
Should be a good party. Mm. By the way, that understudy girl is awful. She killed two laughs of mine and invented one of her own. I had to speak to her. Now, what has happened to Julia?
There was a brawl involving some of Francie's family, and she got beaten up by the SA. She's shaken, but all right.
Beaten up in a brawl? Our Julia? That's monstrous. Herr Lehmann, did you hear this? Your SA thugs have attacked our Frau Homburg, the leading actress of our Borg Theater. Your Borg Theater, I suppose we must say.
Navidi, are you drunk already? I'm sorry, Herr Lehmann.
It's quite all right. Herr Munz is understandably upset, as I am sure we all are. But let us not lose our sense of proportion. There's always a danger that at moments of fate the mob will attempt to take over. But the Führer is aware of the danger, and these rowdies will be very quickly brought under control. The Jews will be allowed to live their own lives in their own way, but in a way that prevents them from strangling Germany. Frau Homburg's loyalty to her family is a noble and valued emotion, except that in the past it has been misdirected by the cunning of the Jews. All that will change now that healthier winds are blowing through Vienna. I have sent her flowers and condolences.
You are very thoughtful, Herr Lehmann.
Does anyone want a hand of poker? I'm short of funds.
All right, Lily. I'll let you take some of my money.
Ah, now, who is this delightful lady?
Oh, another actress, I'm afraid, Herr Lehmann. Fräulein Maris Pantage.
Enchanted, Fräulein.
Oh, no, no, Maris, please.
Friedrich. I don't think I saw you at the Burg Theater.
No, no. I work at the Josefstadt. Huh? They do more light comedy there.
Then there are two good reasons for attending, as I most assuredly will. I'm sorry, but I am only a boring Berlin bureaucrat. You're playing the leading roles, I imagine.
You are a most charming bureaucrat.
And you are the beauty I was always told there was in Vienna.
Hella, I think Hansi wants to talk to you.
Does he? Mm-hmm. How tiresome. Excuse me, Friedrich. I won't be a moment.
Would you like some fresh air? This smoke is bad for my voice. And Hella's garden is her pride and joy. I'm told she has peasant roots.
Please lead the way, my dear Marius.
I think you've lost the first round, Hella. You might as well sit down with us for a bit.
Raise your five.
I don't know what you're talking about.
And see you.
Oh. Hansi, I'm worried about Julia. Not just this awful business, but how will she manage her life now that France has gone?
What do you mean?
Well, she made no secret about the affairs she had before she married.
Julia adores France.
Julia and Franz never had any real relationship, except physically.
I suppose that's sort of true. I doubt if she even knows what his party stands for, stood for, shall I say.
Well, if this goes on, I should think the marriage will peacefully fade away.
Julia always had affairs with people less intelligent than herself.
They're easy enough to find.
Exactly. And Franz was a surprise to her. She may not understand his politics. I'm not sure I do. But she'll support him through fire and water. Hella, you're just trying to start a rumor because you feel you've lost your bigwig to little Mari.
Oh.
Now, do you want to play poker or not?
Well, I'm sure Julia knows more about France's whereabouts than she lets on. That's all.
Oh.
Don't go in there.
My
mother's
taking a sleeping pill.
Oh.
State police, wake up! Come on, those pretending.
Oh, what?
State police.
Fina, turn that top light out.
Leave that light alone.
Leave the light alone?
Where's Vedika?
What?
Vedika, where is he?
Oh, you mean my husband, Francois. He went to Prague.
When?
Yesterday in the morning. A train. 9-something.
You mean Saturday?
Yes, Saturday. I suppose this is Monday now. You're being a bit too exact for me at this time of the night. Just a moment.
Stay where you are. Sit down.
But I wanted to go to the bathroom.
Stay where you are.
Look, if you don't believe me, search the place.
We already have. Give me your papers.
Fina, where are they?
Here, madam. In your handbag.
Show them to him.
There. You can go to the lavatory now. Don't close the door.
Good God, I don't believe this.
There. Papers seem to be in order. What's this thing?
It's Frau Honborg's pass to the Burgtheater. Madame is the leading actress in Vienna.
You can go back to bed now.
Thank you.
Josef!
Madame, are you all right?
Yes, perfectly. Who did they say they were?
Gestapo, madam. I'll make some tea.
What on earth did they want?
I think they were searching for the Herr Doctor.
Fina, there's someone at the kitchen door. Fina? Oh, dear, she's gone out shopping. I'm coming. Who is it?
Oh, my God, it's you. What?
Quietly, and shut the door. Oh, Julia.
Franz, what's happened? Why aren't you in Prague?
I never got to Prague. Just before the frontier, there were Gestapo coming down the train with lists, photographs, and arresting everyone. I couldn't think what to do. So I jumped. We weren't going very fast, but I ripped my coat. I lost my hat, of course.
And your luggage, Ange, if that mattered. How did you get back to Vienna? Franz, the Gestapo were looking for you here in the middle of last night.
I got a post bus, then a train to Stockerau. The rest of the way, I just walked, dodging the police till I got here. And I climbed over the wall by the dustbins and came up the service stair. I don't trust Frau Pilcher.
Oh, quite right. Her awful husband's now block leader or something. Oh, that'll be Fina. Fina! In here. Look who's back.
Dear Franz. Thank God you're safe. I'll put on some soup and run and bath.
Look, we must find him somewhere else to stay, Fina. He's not safe here.
No, Gnefrau. Now he's back here, he must stay with us. It's his home and we can look after him somehow, you'll see.
Oh, Fina, be sensible. He can't stay. Those men will come back. And you know we can't trust the Pilkers. Fina, you're forgetting everything that's happened in the last few days. Oh, Franz, I'm sorry, but your uncle and cousin were... Well, they were killed by the SA. I'm sorry to tell you like this, but... Oh, everything's suddenly so dangerous.
Ruth, what happened to her?
Oh, Georg has taken her in. He's looking after her, so she's safe for the time being.
There you are. If Herr Kalonyi can look after the child, we can look after the Herr Doctor.
But it's much more dangerous. She's not on a Gestapo list. And what about when Frau Kessner comes to clean?
Herr Franz can hide in your bedroom. I never let her clean in there. And apart from the cleaning, she's only ever in the kitchen. With your ration card, I can make the food stretch, and if the Herr Doctor doesn't go out, no one need ever be the wiser.
No, God, I don't know what to do.
I feel like an unwanted parcel.
Oh, darling, I'm sorry, but it's all so difficult.
I realize the dangers, but I would like to stay here. You're here, all my books are here, and I can write. There's a book to finish, an important book. I don't have to go out. And if it gets more dangerous, we can all think again.
There, that's settled. Herr Franz is home again. I'll see to the bath.
Oh, Franz, I'm so frightened.
Julia! Oh, there you are, my dear.
Hello, how nice. Do join me. It's quite like old times.
Old times?
Before the... Now there's nobody one knows here anymore. Only lots of SS men. Herr Ober, what can I get for you?
Oh, nothing, thanks. I was just passing and hoped I might see you.
Nothing more, then, thank you. Just my bill.
Certainly, Gnefram.
Now, what's it all about?
I was talking to Lehmann this morning.
Ah, the unfaithful Friedrich.
I know. Morris really is a little tart. You've heard they take the house quite openly. Corinne is a thing of the past now.
I suppose rape and pillage is a tradition with conquering armies.
Oh, yes, my dear. But it's the conquerors who are supposed to do the raping, not the other way about.
What were you talking to Lehmann about? Me, I suppose.
In a way. Well, France, really.
France?
Yes. How long is it now since he's been gone?
Nearly 7 months. Oh, God, it seems an age ago.
You see, the party thinks he went to Prague on false papers and changed his name when he got there. But, of course, you must know all this better than I do.
I don't know what he did, just that he left. Ella, I don't want to talk about it.
Oh, I understand. But Lehmann feels, well, apparently... The party feel...
If you mean the Gestapo, for God's sake, say it.
Well, I don't know if it is them. They feel that there's a loose end there, as far as you're concerned, personally.
And?
Well, you know how Lehmann likes to keep the party out of the theatre. He really is very protective of us all. He thought, for the sake of the theatre, and you, of course, well, a divorce could be arranged.
What? Is he saying that for the good of the theatre I should divorce Franz?
Well, there are new laws now to make it easy, almost automatic, I believe.
When are they going to ask me to do it?
They asked me to do it now. What shall I say to him?
Say? I don't know. I've never even thought about it. I'll have to think about it. Hella, for God's sake, it's a bit of a shock on the Sacher Terrace. Why not get a divorce? The party would like to tidy up your life.
Oh, dear, I put it badly. Julia, I'm sorry, I really am. But I'll tell them you're thinking it over.
Oh, tell them what you like. I must go. I'm sorry, Hella.
Oh, I understand. Don't worry, I'll pay the bill.
Well, you're a close fan.
What do you mean?
Oh, I've been cleaning flats long enough to know when there's a man about the place. And why not? Of course, old human, along with the rest of us. I've often felt sorry for her.
What are you yattering about? There's no man here.
It's all right. There's no harm in it.
You mind your own business. There's no man here, and don't you forget it.
All right, don't lose your temper. I won't tell no one. It's all the same. Ah, no.
Let me see your bag. Have you been missing some butter? Have you been at the drink again? I can smell it on your breath.
Oh, it's only a drop at the bottom of a bottle. Why shouldn't I finish it all?
Your bag, let me see it.
Here, get your hands off my property.
I've suspected you now for some time. I'll not have you thieving and getting me into trouble.
I'm no thief, so don't you call me one.
You can't stay on here. I'll pay you for the week. And Frau Homburg will give you a carriage, but there it is. There. Now, get out and don't come back.
Oh, I'll go to the Labour office and complain about you. See if I don't.
Fina.
Fina, where are you?
In here, Herr Franz. What is it? More coffee?
No, no, I've still got some. Frau Kirstner, has she gone?
Yes, and good riddance.
Oh?
And Herr Franz, you really shouldn't come out of the bedroom until I call you. It would have been awful if she'd seen you.
Yes, but I heard the door, so I...
So it could have been me going out. Never do that again.
Never do that again. It's like being a child. You were always better at telling me off than my mother. Are you going to treat me as if it was all those years ago?
If you need it, Herr Franz. You don't know what it's like outside. The radio doesn't tell you. There are informers everywhere, spies, Gestapo, I don't know what. You're only safe if you're here with Knefrau and me. Now, what did you want?
Oh, yes, I can't find my English dictionary. Where did you put it? It's a big red book with a blue stripe.
It's with all the other big books in Madame's wardrobe. I always put them there.
It's so boring having to tidy up and hide all my stuff every night. Can't we just leave it out? I'll gather it all up if anyone comes.
A whole table full of books and papers? We'd never manage it, and the police would never believe that Madame was writing a book.
No, I suppose not. You're right. Even if we left it all in my study. We've so many rooms empty now. Nothing to do with them.
We only use them for entertaining. We can't do any of that now.
I don't miss the people, but I do miss the conversations.
You have your writing to do.
Yes, and I must do some. Is that cardigan washed now?
Yes, and with all its buttons.
Oh, Fina, you do look after me.
I always have, and I suppose, Herr Franz, I always will.
I hate end-of-season parties. It's like going to one's own wake.
Oh, just smile, Billy, and remember, all that lovely drink is free.
Sensible girl. You wouldn't care to have an affair with me, I suppose.
I don't think I'm up to it at the moment.
You should have an affair with someone, you know.
Billy!
My dear, I'm an old actor, and I know more than Herr Freud about what makes people tick. Your acting is down a touch.
Oh, thank you.
Oh, still brilliant, but you slide over the big moments. There's something missing in your life, Miguel. You need a fling.
Well, I'll bear it in mind. Now get me a drink and a seat.
Ah, Herr Karenny. I'm so glad you could come.
Delighted. I was curious to see how you'd done the inside of your house. It's quite, it's wonderful. Your wife will be very proud of you when she arrives, won't she, Maurice?
Hello, Georgi. You haven't changed.
No, some of us just stay the same. Do excuse me, Herr Lehmann. There's someone I must talk to.
Of course. Of course.
Billy, Julia, how's our greatest Prospero?
Going to get some more drink for this brave new world.
Ah, waiter!
How's Ruth?
Puzzled, but safe. You're the one with a domestic problem, I hear.
Problem? What problem?
A little bird in the Gestapo is interested in you.
For God's sake, what is all this? What Gestapo bird?
He's in charge of the search for France. He thinks I'm helping him, but it gets me useful snippets of information. Now, what do you know about Frau Kessner?
She was our cleaning woman, Fina Sacter.
Well, she's reported finding some documents in your flat. She thinks there's a man living there.
Oh, what nonsense. It's pure spite. Is she going to the Gestapo with this rubbish?
Not to the Gestapo, to the civil service. The Gestapo want to keep it at arm's length for the moment. It's still a civilian matter. In fact, the man in charge is over there, von Kasda. He runs one of the funny new departments. Do you want to meet him?
My God, should I?
I can't do any harm. Oh, come on. It's quite fun, actually.
Herr von Kasda, I'm sorry to interrupt, but may I present Frau Homburg of the Burgtheater?
Enchanted, gnädige Frau.
Excuse me. Lily?
I have admired you often, but you are even more breathtaking in person.
Oh, you are quite the gallant, Herr von Kasda.
Nando, please. Von Kasda is so K&K. My parents were stern traditionalists, but I'm not.
But you are, I hear, in the civil service.
Yes, I'm afraid you're right. It was either that or the army, and I can't stand uniforms.
Oh, this room is full of them.
Ah, the SS. How they love their black and silver.
They're wearing more brooches than I am.
So, what are the plans for the next season? Or is it a secret?
Oh, I'm only a humble actress. I only know the rumours. Egmont, the doll's house.
Oh, good. I shall enjoy seeing your Nora again.
Oh. And I don't know the rest. Herr Lehmann is working it out with Hansi Ostrovsky during the holiday.
Are you leaving Vienna for the summer?
I haven't decided. I usually do.
Before you leave, might I have the pleasure of buying you lunch?
Well, I should be honored, but...
The Dry Hussarum? To be honest, there is a boring matter of civil service business I would like to discuss with you, and the chance to combine business with having lunch with a beautiful actress is too good to miss. Early next week, please say yes.
I should be delighted. Tuesday is free.
Now, I have monopolized you enough. Herr Ostrovsky is hovering in a directorial kind of way.
And another thing, where was Hella?
Gone to Berlin. Having lost Lehmann to Maris, she's off to find bigger fish.
Will there be a war, Hansi?
I don't know. No one will prevent him taking Poland, but if he stops there, who knows? Julia, please go through with this absurd divorce, will you? It will take pressure off the theatre.
Would it mean they would leave me in peace? I mean, if I do, they won't start in on me to join the party.
Well, they haven't made any of us join. Lehmann tries to be reasonable, but he is worried about the divorce.
Huh, don't I know it? He got Hella to waylay me in the sucker, and now you.
Oh. I'm sorry, I shouldn't have spoken.
I'm sorry too, Hansi. I'm tired, and I'll have to clear out of my dressing room tomorrow.
Well, we're here. May I invite myself in for a nightcap?
Can you find a lawyer? Someone discreet. It must not get into the papers.
Lehmann can arrange it. All you will have to do is sign a document.
Good. Go ahead, then. I'm sorry, Hansi, but I can't ask you in. I'm just too tired. Good night, my dear.
Good night, Julia.
Fina, are you there?
Coming, Michael.
Here, doctor is already asleep.
Just some coffee for me, then, Fina. I'll drink it here. What on earth?
I'll go.
Really? What an hour.
I wish to see Frau Homburg.
Oh, I'm afraid she's resting. She's very tired.
I have my orders.
Well, wait here.
It's an SS man.
What?
I've told him you're tired and about to go to bed, but he's waiting in the hall. The Herr Doctor!
Oh, my God. Franz, yeah? Wake up. The SS are here.
Oh, my God.
No, not the hall. He's waiting there.
Quick, the box room.
But there's no way out of there. There's no window.
The stove. Squeeze behind it.
Quick. Look, I'll go and see the SS man. You help Franz. And I just hope he's young.
Fina,
I'm sorry to have kept you. I am Julia Homburg. Oh, please do come in and sit down.
It's about your husband, Frau Homburg. I mean...
My husband? He's left me. I'm divorcing him. It's all arranged, but days ago. Your orders must be out of date. Oh, it's not your fault. Oh, you've had a wasted trip. Well, perhaps not. Have a glass of wine.
Frau Homburg...
Oh, I'm so sorry. This dress keeps doing that. Don't. Please don't get up. Where is it?
Frau Homburg.
That chair suits you. It quite sets off your uniform. In fact, it's a pity your escort is waiting outside. Tell me, what's your name?
Schultz. Ernst. Please, excuse me. I should have introduced myself.
Excuse you? Not at all. I don't often have someone to talk to.
Frau Homburg, may I tell you something?
Of course. Why not?
I fixed this job for myself. The Sturmbannführer had cancelled it. but I put it back on the list. You see, I wanted to see you. I wanted...
But why didn't you come to see me at the theatre?
I'd have been scared. And you'd never have seen me.
Oh, you are foolish. Have you a pencil?
Gnädige Frau.
Write me your name and address, and I'll see you get seats for the premiere of the new season.
Gnädige Frau, I'm honored. It will permit me.
Of course you must come. And now, I'm very tired. Oh. But be sure you call on me after the play.
I certainly will. Frau Homburg, I bid you good night.
Good night. Ernst. Oh. Nina. Nina. Franz. Oh, they've gone.
Who were they? What did they want?
Oh, never mind. He was a stage-struck kid, thank God. Sturmbannführer had cancelled us from the list of cases, and that idiot boy put us back on so that he could meet me, really.
What list? And why would we be cancelled?
Oh, it's not important. But it must not happen again. We cannot rely on luck. You must have a proper hiding place, one where you can keep your books. The box room will do.
But it has no windows.
Good. The neighbours are forever peering through our windows. We can put a wardrobe across the door, and no one will know it's there at all.
But the box room's full of old junk, madame. We can't just throw it away, the filth.
Then we do it gradually. Tell them we're spring cleaning. And, Fina.
Yes, Gnädige.
We must build up a supply of food. Also, gradually, tins and things, in case we have to leave France alone.
But, Julia...
No, buts, Francel. We were lucky tonight, but in future. You cannot leave the box room if you are alone here.
But that makes me a virtual prisoner.
Oh, darling, you are an actual prisoner. Until this is over, there are still Gestapo agents searching for you in Vienna. Oh, come on, it won't be that bad. I am at home all day and... Oh, God, I've just realized.
What?
Friday's the 1st of August. I'm supposed to go to the cottage.
You'll have to go. It will be unheard of if Julia Homburg was in town in August.
Oh, but Francel, I can't just leave you here alone.
But I won't be alone. Fina will be here, and you must have a holiday.
We'll manage all right here. Here, France and me.
Frau Homburg, it's a pleasure to see you here again.
Thank you, Otto. Charming as ever. Herr von Kerstin. Oh, no, you prefer Nando. I'm sorry I'm late.
Oh, you know the restaurant, then? I might have known.
Well, it's near the theatre.
And my office. I thought it better to meet here. It's less formal. I hate formalities. And there's been a lot of suspicious wiring going on at the office. Here we're relatively safe.
Huh, you think so? The waiter who greeted me has been feeding the gossip mongers for years. Now he probably...
Yeah, probably feeds the Gestapo. Oh, if only it were all open. I shouldn't have to write a tedious report.
You're going to write a report on our lunch?
I've been asked to ask you some questions about a stupid rumour. It's all quite trivial.
Oh, ask them then while I decide whether or not to stay.
Now, please don't take offence. Please? A cleaning woman you dismissed said that there was a man living in your flat and that she'd found an envelope hidden in a bookcase. Addressed to your husband, albeit dated from before his disappearance.
I understand. Servants' gossip is now the meat and drink of the party. How pitiful. I did not dismiss her, my servant did, as she had been pilfering. And if the envelope was that old, she should have been dismissed earlier for neglecting her cleaning duties. Really, Herr von Kerstin.
No, I shall dutifully report that it is all a pack of lies. Please, call me Nando. I find this as distasteful as you, please.
My apartment has twice been searched, the Gestapo and the SS. I have agreed to divorce my husband and have been assured that I will be free from harassment, and now it seems I'm in trouble again.
Gnädige Frau.
Oh, Julia, please.
Julia. You see, your husband went to Prague, and Heydrich's boys are searching for him there. It reflects on their competence that they have come up with nothing. So they're edgy, but of course won't admit it. They know the Gestapo is watching them for signs of lack of zeal. The party watches us, and so the whole crazy thing goes on. Duplication, waste, it's all tremendously inefficient and very tiring for all of us.
Well, I'm certainly tired of it, even in Vienna. Oh, I can't wait to get away.
Nor I. In just over a week, I shall be in Venice, or at least the leader. I need some sun.
Motoring?
Yes.
You'll be coming back through the mountains, then. Come and let me give you lunch in Dernhorn on the way back. It's a cottage near the Gasthof Foundler. They'll tell you how to find me.
Julia,
Do you mean it?
Of course I do. I love people dropping in. And you can verify my address to the party.
Julia, I'm not a spy.
No, I'm that was unfair. Nando?
Yes?
When you invite actresses to lunch, which I'm sure you've done before, do you just talk all the time, or do they eventually get something to eat?
My dear, I'm sorry. Herr Ober?
Julia, my dear, Georg is here.
What? How did he know?
Oh, I didn't. I called to see you.
Well, and you just opened the door after all we discussed?
No, not like that.
When Fina didn't answer, I slipped a note under the door.
You see, I told you.
Look, I know I'm a political idiot, at least about theory. But don't you see that this is just what a Gestapo man would do if he had Georgi in a dungeon somewhere and was coming to arrest you? You pair of idiots!
But I know Georgi's writing.
If you have no respect for your own life, at least you might think of Fina and me.
She's right, you know.
But it needn't happen again. Georgi can have a key.
Oh, Franz, please.
No, we can arrange a signal, and I'll be careful the caretakers don't see me.
I'm certain they're informers, you know.
Well, it's typical of their methods to make little men feel they have power.
But all regimes have used informers. The imperial state...
Oh, this is quite different. It's a hierarchy, with everyone reporting on everyone below them, but in terror of everyone above them. It's the only way to control an industrialized society.
So Europe cannot stop him.
Hansi said he would stop at Poland.
Hansi is a brilliant producer, but a fool politically.
Do you include the English? Julia, could you make us some coffee?
They don't understand what's going on, but we've been warned for generations. Goethe, Nietzsche, the dreams of Kafka are coming true. One Europe, but a total tyranny.
Politically, I still think it's unstable. A united Germany, yes, but a socialist union.
This is not a nationalist movement, France. Julia, don't join us.
Oh, I'll just get your coffee. This political idiot has to leave early tomorrow.
As I remember it, you only suggested that I call for lunch.
So?
This is the second lunch.
Oh, don't be silly. It's a picnic. Picnics don't count. And you had to suffer the spare room to get it.
It was worth it. This is idyllic. Forests... A lake, no one in sight. I can see why this place is important to you.
It's essential. I can be whoever I want here. No theatre, no Vienna, no war.
What were you going to say?
When say what?
Just now. Before you said war, you were going to say something else.
Oh, just that I get sick of being Frau Julia Homburg, national asset of the Burgtheater.
Ah.
Here I can do what I want, behave as I like, and see who I like.
Then why see me? Hmm? A boring civil servant?
Don't fish. You're not boring. You're amusing and silly.
Mm.
All the things this war is stopping us from being. I come here for a breath of fresh air, and that's what you are. A breath of totally irresponsible fresh air. I could...
Hmm. What could you do?
That Italian tan goes down.
Oh, but Julia, I can't...
You aren't going to shock the rabbits, and you certainly aren't going to shock me.
Julia?
Now jump, or Julia will push.
I can't feel a thing.
Then don't complain. Look out, here I come. Oh, wonderful. You see, that's cooled you off.
Julia, can I stay for the rest of the week?
Stay as long as you like.
Julia, stay there now, Julia.
This is foolish and difficult. We'll drown.
You said one of the reasons you like me was that I was foolish and silly. And you're quite safe. Most of me is totally numb. Mm.
Ah.
Salzburger Knockel. My favourite pudding.
Frau Julia said to make it special. It was always my birthday treat, April 10th.
Mine too.
No. Yeah,
astounding. That makes us almost relations.
Thank you, Dolly. Yes, ma'am.
Do you think she knows?
Knows? Hmm. Oh, about us. I don't know. We're from Vienna, so I imagine she suspected the worst from the start. Hmm. I don't really care, do you?
No. I'm enjoying this too much.
Having an affair and eating the pudding?
Oh, eating the pudding. Definitely. Having an affair with the divine Julia Homburg is beyond words.
Oh, Dante, you're an incurable romantic. I'm not divine. I'm really quite ordinary.
Oh.
An ordinary married woman. Well, divorced.
Is all that settled now?
Far from it. It's got very complicated and apparently has to be investigated by the Emigration Board. Lehman, our party man at the theatre, thinks it would be best to have Franz declared officially dead. Well, it's all in his hands now.
Poor Julia.
Oh, it all seems very remote up here. This is so happy and easy. I dread going back to Vienna tomorrow. Oh, I refuse to think about it. Pour some more wine and we'll sit by the fire and make the world cease to exist.
Oh, Julia. If only we could.
What a splendid tan you have.
I've missed you.
And I've missed you. Come and see what Fina and I have done. It took us nearly a week.
Oh, the wardrobe.
Go on.
And the door.
Go through. I'll show you. There, you see? And I've got shelves. All my books and papers. There's a light, you see? On, off.
We did it when everyone was out so they wouldn't hear the noise.
And a bed.
I shall sleep here when you're away. It's much safer. There's a little stove and the tins are starting to build up.
It's all as you said, Gnefrau.
Indeed it is, Fina. It's just like a cell, you know, in a prison.
You said I was a prisoner. And there's nothing wrong with a cell. Medieval scholars would love this. I can write here without any interruptions. Fina brings me coffee, I crawl out for lunch, and then back for more work. With no windows, I can't even hear the traffic. It's ideal. I should have done it long ago. Shall we eat in here tonight? It'll be like a picnic.
Oh, Franz, you're crazy. But I have to go to a reception to meet Lehman's wife.
Soon, Ben. It will be fun.
I promise.
And this is Willy Munt, another performer.
Alas, only on stage, Gnädige Frau.
Willy, you old rogue, the bar's in the garden.
And God's in his heaven. Thank you, Herr Lehman.
Ah, Hansi, pour me a drink.
Julia, could I have a word with you later?
Of course, Herr Lehman. I'll just go and guard Willy.
So, you've met Frau Lehman.
Heavens above. Oh, she's as tall as the Stefan's dog.
Where's Marit? Did she manage to get her clothes on before the Queen of the Valkyries arrived?
She's lying very low, but she'll be back as soon as Medusa flies north again. Oh, look out. Here's Hella. I gather she had a very successful fishing trip in Berlin.
What's she caught? Not another film producer?
Oh, no. They're not fashionable anymore. This one's an SS general.
Oh.
And unmarried for a change. Our Hella is ever the pragmatist.
Do you think Frau Lehman would like a career in the theatre? She'd make a wonderful Cyrano de Bergerac.
Or Hamlet's father.
No need for makeup.
For God's sake, keep your voices down. Frau Lehman has very high up friends. Heydrich lent her his personal plane for the trip down here. She's the founder of Himmler's Order for German Noblewomen.
You're making it up.
She's got 3 children already and plans to have 10, all supermen.
Oh, it gets better and better. Armando, come and join us. We're being rude about our hostess.
Ah, Alemanna Gloriosa.
I wish I spoke Latin.
Really, after tonight's performance, I wish you spoke German.
Oh, now, children, no quarrelling. We're all being equally awful, and we mustn't talk shop.
Very boring for Nando.
Oh, no, not at all.
Does anyone know what on earth is going on at the Immigration Office? My cook was passing and said there was nearly a riot there today. Police, SS, everyone.
All Jewish passports are being withdrawn, and now they need a special pass to leave Austria.
Oh.
It's to do with the resettlement scheme.
Thank God someone's doing something at last. The ghetto and the poverty's been a disgrace to Vienna for years.
What's the resettlement scheme?
They're to have a Jewish homeland in Poland. New towns, new industries, all that. I don't know much about it.
For all Jews, I mean everyone, even the middle class ones.
I think it means everyone.
New life, just handed to them on a plate. And we blame the Germans for persecuting them.
They may not want to go, Hella.
Good luck to them, I say. I couldn't care either way. Oops, Lehmann's heading this way.
Ah, Billy, don't go.
Ah, Julia. Good news. I was at the office today and saw the line drawn through. Your troubles are over.
The line drawn through? What are you talking about?
Franz Wedeker is officially dead.
Oh, Franz.
Your troublesome ex-husband has ceased to exist.
What have we done to you? We've all gone mad. Get the name rules through, the line drawn. Oh, God. Oh,
Hella, catch her.
It's all right.
Herr Lehmann, that was a trifle heavy-handed. Look what you've done. Well,
I'm deeply sorry. I thought it was what she... Well,
I'm
sorry.
All right, I can walk. Oh, it was just... Thank you, Herr Lehmann. Nando, have you got my bag?
Here you are. Berliners have no tact.
Oh, poor Julia, that was a bit abrupt.
Nando will take care of her.
Yes, that seems to have blossomed.
Just what the girl needs, a good old romantic affair.
Especially now she's a widow. I'm sorry, Georgi, he mustn't see anyone. He's very ill, he's been ill since Friday.
It's a wonder it hasn't happened before, cooped up in that cell for all these months. What is it?
Some kind of food poisoning. He was vomiting and then he got delirious. I had to call Dr. Moller.
Well, here, you had a doctor here.
It's all right. I told him if he breathed a word, I'd say he procured an abortion for me. He'll keep quiet.
Blackmail, now, we do learn strange ways. The Gestapo think I'm an informer because I tell them what they already know.
Do they believe you?
They seem to, all smiles and politeness. As if they were storing up good conduct.
Why on earth should they? The war is practically over. The British are cut off and starving. They'll give in soon.
Don't underestimate them.
What about Ruth?
Well, they seem quite happy to turn a blind eye. She's registered as my servant, though the caretaker thinks she's my mistress.
And is she?
What's going to happen about Franz?
The doctor says his liver's been damaged and given me a long list of foods and medicines, which I don't suppose we can get.
Can I help?
I'll show you the list. But you do help by talking with him. I can't feed his mind the way you do. Oh, I feel so helpless leading two lives.
Oh, yes.
Being bright and sparky at the theatre and then trying to keep Franz's spirits up here. Sometimes I can't remember which lies I've told to whom. Oh, look, you'd better go now. Here's the list.
Well, I can't hold out any hope, but I'll try.
That's all any of us do. Good night, Georgi.
Good night, Julia.
Well, is Lehmann coming to talk to us?
He'll be down directly. I told him rehearsals cannot start until he tells us what is going on.
Well, I hope we get more than the party line. Here he is. You tell him, Hansi.
Tell me what? Herr Ostrowski, please explain.
Herr Lehmann, we are all upset with the situation we find almost daily here in Vienna. The courtyard of my house is full of weeping, screaming people. They've been without food or water for 2 days now. And without lavatories, my children can see them. My wife is in a state of hysteria when I left this morning. This has nothing to do with them being Jews. As such, Jews or Christians, it would be the same.
I always walk through the Hofburg on my way here. I have done for years. But this morning I found the riding school, mark you, the riding school, full of the same rabble. They're building cooking fires in the exercise ring, smashing up the place for firewood. Two men have hanged themselves from a chandelier. God alone knows how they got there or what made them do it.
And another thing, I get back from Berlin to find my hairdresser's been sent to Poland. Not so much as a by or leave.
I know the Jews are part of Viennese tradition, but...
Look, it's not the fact of their being Jews, as Hansi says. Perhaps they will be better off in their new homeland. I'm told it's all being quite properly done. But they aren't being taken care of here. That's the point.
Right. This will put my own head in a noose,
But all the same, I have to say that I agree with you all. It was, however, the Führer's personal orders that the Hofburg be used. He wanted to connect the decadence of its Spanish ceremonial with these strange people in our midst. I can say no more. I'm sorry.
That's tripe. Oh. And I'm sorry, too. But if he wants to bugger up Vienna, he can do it out of my sight. Oh. I'm off. And I'm off for good.
Really, we're doing Egmont tonight, and you're playing Oranien.
No, I'm bloody not. I'd rather go to Poland with the Jews. Get Jochen Thorn to play it. He's a good Berliner, and at least he'll be sober. Goodbye, and good luck.
Herr Munt!
Billy! Well, now.
Herr Lehmann, I can only apologize on Herr Munt's behalf. We are all conscious of the protection you can afford us and would not wish to cause you any personal unpleasantness. Well, I think this has been useful, if only to clear the air. Since there is nothing more we can do, I suggest a coffee break while I ring Berlin and hope to God Jochen Thorn knows the part.
Hando, what are you doing here at this hour?
Waiting for you. I saw you leave the theatre with Karenyi, and I came here to see you when you got home. Can we go up?
Or the bar across the street is still open. We can go there.
That's not what I want, and you know it. Why can't we go to your flat?
Look, the bar would do perfectly well.
Twist.
Now then. No, I don't think I've ever been in here.
Julia.
Two glasses of beer, please.
Right away, Gnei Frau.
Please, Julia, please, answer me.
Nando. Right. I may not tell you everything, but I would never lie to you. I love you. You know that, don't you?
All the more reason for letting me see your home. I know Karenyi comes to visit you.
How do you know that?
You must know he's watched. I occasionally see the reports.
Oh, do you see reports on me? Perhaps all you're doing is watching me. Is that it? When you came to Durham, were you obeying orders?
No, of course not. Julia.
Our beer, thank you.
The Gnei Frau is welcome. I've often seen you in the neighborhood, but this is the first time.
It's very pleasant.
Oh, it's just a workman's bar, Gnei Frau, but my wife will be delighted you've been here.
Oh, it's a family business, then?
Yes, just my wife and I. My boys are in the army.
We must have a lot of mutual friends. Do you know the Pilkas?
I know them, but they are not welcome here, if the Gnei Frau understands me.
Perfectly. But Serafina comes here.
Oh, often. After her shopping, indeed, I have often helped her carry it. Now that it has become so much heavier. But we would all help the Gnei Frau, the whole neighborhood. You must know that.
I'm very flattered.
I will leave you. There's no charge. It's an honor.
Oh,
I hope we may see the Gnei Frau again.
I shall look forward to it.
Julia.
Nando, I'm sorry. I'm too tired to talk about it now. Let's just drink up here. Franz? Are you working?
Come through. I've nearly finished for the moment.
Well, bad news, I'm afraid. Ruth has been arrested.
Oh, God. When?
This morning, apparently. She was in the fruit market and they just picked her up. They shoved her in a van and took her away. For deportation.
How's Georgi?
Half mad with grief. You know she was pregnant by him.
No, I didn't. What's he doing about it?
None of his Gestapo contacts will help at all, so he's volunteered as a war reporter. He thinks that may give him the freedom to search for it. He's crazy. He's asked to go to the Russian front.
Hitler was mad to attack Russia. The one factor which can defeat Nazism is socialism.
I'm told the Russians are so glad to be rid of the Bolsheviks that they're welcoming the Germans with open arms.
That can't be true. After Trotsky left, the whole system has found a new stability. Individuals may be unhappy, but the good of the proletariat is being achieved, I'm sure of it.
The cafes are full of rumours about mass desertion.
Oh, you and your cafe rumours.
Fransel, I see the world, the people, and it's different from this room. I wish you could get out to see for yourself. I don't know enough to be able to interpret it all for you. I can't be your eyes and ears.
I'm sorry, Julia. You do the best you can. And it's good for me. I try not to feel trapped, but this is a deciding time in the future of Europe, and I can't experience it. You realize I haven't seen a German for 3 years. I only see Fina and you. And Georgi, of course. I have to pour all my energies into the book and exclude everything else. Without it, I'd go mad.
You must look after these energies of yours. You're still very ill, you know, even though you won't admit it.
I know. But when I try and rest, my mind wants to escape, and I can only shut the thought out by writing. It's all I can do. I can see the strain on you as well. You should try to get away. Get some air in your lungs.
I'll talk to Hansi. He wants me to do a tour of Poland.
But that's no break. Anyway, you don't tour. He knows that.
But if I agree to this one, he might let me have a week out. Willy Munt's living in the Tyrol. I could go and see him.
You go and talk to Hansi. You can charm him any time you want. Now, let me get on with this. Oh, Julia.
Yes, Fransel.
Do you still love me?
Oh, Franz.
Emotions change in these times. We'll try and start again after the war.
Yes.
Oh, now, go and see Willy.
Well, I'm disappointed. It's not a lot in the way of gossip.
I'm sorry, Willy. Everyone's too tired for affairs. Oh, there is a rumour that Heller is to marry some bigwig from Berlin in the SS. But nobody knows who yet.
That's no surprise. Bad news about Kereny's Ruth, though. Still, the world must go on.
You resigned over the deportations.
I was in deep trouble anyway. Lehman couldn't stand me. Mutual, by the way. And Hansi was dropping hints about the drink. I don't blame them. I was well past it and getting bored. So I took the chance when they would be glad to give me the full pension to avoid the scandal.
Self-preservation, the actor's strongest instinct.
Now, this is something like what a view.
Nando, room all right? I shan't be shocked if you don't use it, you know. Only surprised if you do.
Now, who's the romantic?
Never denied it, dear girl. I'll go and start cooking. Grab a glass, Nando. Help yourself.
He's splendid. Looking well.
Oh, he'll outlast us all. He's a cunning old tiger. And a very good friend to boot.
At least we have his blessing. It makes me feel better.
Were you feeling bad?
Well, not since I got your invitation, but before that, yes.
Why? What's happened?
We've all had instructions at the office. All above a certain grade, that is, that we're to come under the SS.
But you always were, in a way, weren't you?
Oh, this is different. We all have to join it. We're being given ranks, and we'll have to wear uniform, take the oath to Hitler. All of it. You know, I only went into the civil service to avoid wearing a uniform.
Oh, be serious, Nando. Surely it won't make much difference.
There are some activities of our friends in the black suits that I wouldn't want to be associated with. I suppose that's all. I'll get over it. Especially here.
Oh, Nando, don't worry. It's only a formality. Mm. Anyway, I dress up in funny clothes all the time. I don't really believe what they mean.
People are frightened by the deportations, that's all.
If someone was deported 10 days ago, could they be found?
Who? Who was deported?
She's a distant relative, by marriage.
Julia, it's more than my life is worth to interfere in anything to do with deportation. Who is it?
She was having a baby. And the father? Well, it's Georgi Kereny.
I can do nothing. It's dangerous to make oneself conspicuous about you in such cases. And to be quite frank, I'm not prepared to risk everything for a woman I've never seen, nor for Kereny.
Well, do you know where they've gone?
Well, the transport went to Lodz, but I'm not supposed to know that, so don't tell anyone. Julia, why is Kereny so important to you?
Oh, Nando, not for any reason you may think. But he is important to me. And not only to me.
Long faces, my lovers. Not allowed in Schlossmundel. Come and eat. It's venison stew. I hope it's all right. At least the wine's good. I've checked that personally and in great depth.
Should we really leave Villy to do all that clearing up?
He loves playing mother hen to me. And he's got a bottle of Slivovitz in the kitchen. He's a happy king in his own castle. Good coffee for a change. That's another thing about Villy. He has his own black market.
Oh, shall I tell him I'm now in the SS?
It'd only make him feel more wicked. Don't encourage him.
What was the tour he was talking about?
Oh, it's not really a tour. It's what's called a cultural exchange. Though what Vienna gets is not very clear. I've been avoiding them. I hate touring, and I don't want to leave Vienna, but Hansi is starting to frown, so I said I'd do this one to Poland.
Oh, I have to go there myself.
What?
Some horrible chap is making himself a quiet fortune. Unfortunately, not quietly enough. My honour is loyalty clearly does not extend to bribery and extortion. If I knew your plans, we could meet.
Could we? Oh, can we really fix it?
I'm an administrator. I can fix anything.
Oh, Nando, how marvellous.
There's one thing I can't fix, though.
What's that?
Why won't you marry me?
Oh, how can I? Your family would be horrified. A divorced woman.
My family would be delighted.
Anyway, I'm not sure if those German divorce laws are legal anywhere else. I'm only half-divorced. And, you know, in spite of what they say, France might still be alive.
You don't really take me seriously, do you?
Yes, Nando, I do take you seriously. But I can't marry you.
And I can't marry anyone else. We're like two flies caught in a glass, you and I. Oh, God. What a mess. How easy it would be.
How easy what would be?
Just to step off the veranda.
Don't say that. You frighten me. Look, you've had these moods before, but it always gets better.
No. Nothing gets better. Only worse. We just get better at ignoring it, that's all.
Nando, Nando! Oh, reception said you'd arrived. I'm sorry I wasn't here.
Doesn't matter. You're here now. Here in wonderful Poland.
Nando, you're in uniform.
Yes, yes. Here one must conform. Have a drink.
Thanks. You look very dashing in it. Where's it?
I'll soon be out of it. I've volunteered for the front.
Nando, are you drunk?
Yes. Yes, I am. I've been for days.
I've never seen you drunk before. Now, what did you say?
I've asked to be transferred to the army. Active service.
Why? What happened, Nando?
Oh, nothing's happened. Not to me. I've done nothing. None of us have. None of us have done anything. But now I've seen, here in Poland, not in bloody Waltz in Vienna, this trip, none of us knew. None of us wanted to know.
Yes, I've seen it too.
What? What have you seen, Julia?
The driver insists on taking us through the ghetto every day. The people are being starved to death. Not just there, but everywhere. Oh, all right, it's not like Vienna. The Germans are like barbarians here.
No, not here in Warsaw. It's worse than that.
What?
It's the worst thing in the world.
Well, what is it, Nando? What have you seen?
I'll tell you. Not you. Not my Julia.
It's to do with the SS, isn't it?
This uniform. I can't wear it.
Nando.
Must get off under it. I'm just Nando, you see. I'm just an innocent civil servant. No, not innocent anymore. Can't even be a civil servant. Eichmann's a civil servant. Have some more drink.
Nando, you're not making any sense. Don't drink anymore, please.
Must drink. Then go to Russia. Poor Julia. Can't be a widow twice. You wouldn't marry me.
Nando, please, for God's sake, tell me what happened.
No more words. Just pain. You've got enough of that.
beautiful, Jill. And I love you. I think it's the only bit of love left in the world. And soon that'll be gone.
Nando, you're tearing me apart. Let me help you, please.
There's no help. Just hide. Go back to Vienna and hide. That's all you can do. Go back to being Julia Homburg.
I don't think there's anything of her left.
Frau Julia. Oh, you look so tired. Was the journey bad?
Oh, please, Fina, no questions. How is France?
Julia.
France.
Have you heard? Hitler's been assassinated. Stauffenberg's now head of state. The SS and the Gestapo are being disarmed. And if the people follow, it will be all over. There was an announcement on the radio over 3 hours ago. But since then, nothing. What's happening outside?
Well, everything seems normal. There are still Gestapo at the station. Fina, can we have some coffee?
There's no coffee this week, make it from.
Well, tea then. It's better for the Herr Doctor's heart.
Tea? It's only dust.
If only I could get out. I always said fascism was innately unstable. Now, how was Poland?
Oh, later. How are you?
Fine, I suppose. I get tired so easily, and my legs are bad, but I've nearly finished the book. It'll surprise them all.
You need proper medicine and fresh air, and you're not getting enough sleep with all this writing.
No one's getting enough sleep with these air raids going on. Peter says we're all to go to the cellar during the raids. What am I to do?
Fina must go alone. I'll stay with you. The Pilkers never know if I'm in or out.
Who's that?
Oh, it's all right. It's Georgi. Fina, it's Herr Karenny. Now, Franzl, don't worry and let me look after you. I'm not leaving you again.
It's all right. Fina fusses over me splendidly. We manage well enough, the pair of us.
Well, I'm sure she does, but I want to help, too.
Herr Dr. Karenny.
Georgi, have you heard the news?
Yes, unfortunately.
Unfortunately? But it's marvelous.
The plot failed. The Gestapo were waiting for Stauffenberg in Berlin, and Hitler survived. We achieved nothing.
We? Oh. Don't tell me you're involved.
I've lived with nothing else since Ruth went. I was useful to them because I could move freely and carry messages.
You've heard nothing of her then?
No, it's as if she's simply disappeared from the earth. And of course, she has. It's as if she had never been.
Are you in danger?
Depends on how deep they want to dig. But yes, some. I came back to Vienna to get my papers changed. If I can lose myself at the front, I'll be safe enough.
Georgi, can you stay for a bit? I've nearly finished. I only have a chapter of conclusions to write, and I'd like to talk to you about it.
Well, yes, certainly. Julia?
Of course.
I'll get my papers.
Okay, Georgi, while we're alone, I've got a telegram with Nando's address. Yes. No message, just the address. APO 6165. What does it mean?
APO 6, that's the 6th Army, and 165 for the 165th Regiment. And I'm afraid there is a message.
Is it bad news?
The worst. I'm paying you the compliment of telling you the truth. That regiment no longer exists. 10 days ago, they were on the front line in Romania. Now they're no more. I am sorry, Julia.
Well, thank you for the truth. Oh, poor Nando.
How close were you?
I don't know. I think I loved him. But I think I love France. Nando made me laugh when there wasn't anything to laugh about in this house. He was a sort of memoir of Vienna before the war. And he was a life outside these walls.
I know.
France is shut off from me. He's closed in on his book and shut me out. I think he still loves me, but he's a stranger now. He knows we've slipped apart, but he can't do anything about it. Nor can I. Surviving takes too much effort to leave any for mending marriages.
Well, perhaps it's more important.
I've had to do it for other people, for Franzl. I had to lie to Nando, to Hansi. I had to be Frau Homburg at the theatre and ignore Lehmann and Heller and the rest of them and then come back to this. I escaped with Nando. Oh, God. Oh, God, poor Nando.
Look, hang on for your own sake and you will help the rest. I wanted revenge, to be a witness. Now I don't know. Perhaps try to find Ruth. Look, you mustn't feel guilty about surviving. That's too easy. Look at Franz. He's got no guilt. His work is too important. His book could be the blueprint for the rebuilding of Europe after all this. It must survive. Now, remember that.
I'll try. I can't even remember lines these days. Go and see him, Georgi. He's getting weaker all the time. I must go to the theatre.
Goodbye, Julia.
Au revoir, Georgi. Remember, you're another damned survivor.
Goodbye, Julia.
In here! In here! Show me another air raid! Frau Homburg, come in.
You look pale. You look very pale. I'll get you some schnapps.
Oh, thank you. I've been running since the Staatsoper, and I've forgotten my key. I'll never make Fina here in this row.
Don't worry. You're safe here until it stops.
Oh, you're very kind to look after me when you're so busy.
Everyone else is sheltering, too. I suppose it's good for business.
Thank you.
This is the fifth time this week.
Oh, it's getting really bad now. I just wish it was over.
It'll get worse when the Ruskies arrive. My boy Dieter saw them in Hungary. They're animals, looting and burning everything, and worse. They hate the bourgeois. In one town, they shot everyone with spectacles.
God!
Are you leaving Vienna? You should, you know.
Oh, I can't do that. I can't go away.
Oh, you should find yourself somewhere now. All the other rich people are doing it. Then when the time comes, you and Fraulein Fina can get him out.
What?
Well, I'll help if you like.
What do you mean? I don't understand.
The Herr Doctor. I'll help you.
You mean you know? How long?
Oh, for years. My wife noticed first. Well, Fina was still shopping for three, and then you stopped giving your parties. Nobody went to your flat anymore.
Good God.
Didn't take much to work out you were hiding someone. It had to be the Herr Doctor.
And you told no one? The Pilkers?
I wouldn't tell Pilker if his arse was on fire.
Does anyone else?
Oh, I expect so. Neighbors and the like, but don't worry. Nobody would betray you. You're well-liked. And we all used to vote for the Herr Doctor. People have enough trouble of their own, same as you. We just want to get through this thing and come out alive. You couldn't tell us what you were doing, and we couldn't help, but we hoped you'd all survive.
I never even dreamt.
I know. Have another schnapps. They're getting nearer.
Thank you. I mean, not just for the schnapps. Thank you.
It says here your name is Karenje. Is that right?
An Austrian, a journalist.
Can you walk?
I think so. It's just my arm and this. Let's stop hurting now.
God, it stinks. Get in the back. Peter, throw the sergeant out. He's dying anyway. Okay, let's get out of here.
We're going east. Why are we going east?
We're on the wrong side of the line. The Ruskies are going so fast we can't even retreat in time. Are you sure you're all right? You've got one in the front.
No, I'm not sure. I'm not sure of anything. Julia, are you sure? Julia's always sure. Ask her.
Oh, God, this one's off his bleeding head.
We're all off our heads. How far to Ljubljana?
Never heard of it. We're heading for Valea, if it's still there.
Valea? Ah, Valea. Julia's mother comes from there. Did you know that?
Yeah. Keep quiet now.
Yeah, quiet, yes. It's quiet. Christ, I'm cold. That's silly. Why am I cold? You there, soldier. Why am I cold?
Because you're dying, mate. That's why. God, you stink.
Julia, get Fina to put on more coal. France, more coffee. Oh, God, Maurice, keep me warm. Oh, Julia.
Okay, stop the truck. He's gone. Let's get him into the ditch.
Julia! Julia, where are you?
What are you doing here?
There's still time to get out. The SS have lent me a car. You'll never make it by train. The Russians have crossed the Danube bridges. Come on, he's outside.
Heller, I can't.
For God's sake, Julia, get in the car. I came back for you specially. They'll be here any minute.
I can't, Heller. I'm not going.
Why on earth not?
I still have things to do.
That it's true. France was here all the time.
Heller, thank you, but get in your car and go.
You're mad.
Maybe.
Oh, good luck, my dear. I'll see you on the terrace of the circus.
Help me. I got dear France.
Look, get into the cellar. I'll take him.
Where are we going? Is it over?
Nearly, my dear, nearly. We're going into the cellar for a bit.
My book. Have you got it?
Fina, have you got the book?
Yes, yes, my Frau. Come down, quickly.
Here we are. Now France will lie down there. It won't be for long.
You always did look after me. My beautiful girl. But I'll rest now.
Yes. Try and rest.
It's coming. Bolt the door. I'll get this table over here, Franz. It'll help hide him.
Julia, what's that?
Vina, help me.
Please, where's she? Stay
here. Get away from me.
You can't.
Julia? Julia? Are you awake?
Hansi? Is that you? I've been asleep.
Yes, I know. They've kept you sedated until you were physically quite well.
The others? What happened to the others? Francel? And Fina? Nobody here will tell me anything.
Julia...
They're dead. Aren't they?
The truth is...
France is dead and I was raped. That's the truth, isn't it? Tell me, Hansi. Fina too?
That's the truth.
Oh, my God.
But, Julia, you're lucky to be alive.
I'm lucky, for God's sake.
Julia, lie still. You mustn't.
Was there a book? Did they find a manuscript?
They only found you. And there wasn't a book. They were burning everything.
Oh, France. Even that's gone. All that time, all that work. What a bloody waste.
We were looking for the people from the theatre. We must have got there just after, and you were brought here.
Where is this?
Oh, it doesn't matter. They're repairing your flat. Soon you can start to recover at home. You're strong. You survived.
But I survived. How do I tell them? They're dead and I'm not. What do I do, Hansi? Tell me that.
As soon as you can, you go back to work. The theatre will look after you. You still have your talent. And you're still as beautiful as you were. Do you want a mirror?
No. Leave me for a bit. I've always known, but now you've told me. I have to be alone with it for a time.
Yes. You rest now, Julia.
Hansi.
Yes?
Tomorrow, Hansi. Bring me a mirror tomorrow.
The part of Julia Homburg was played by Jennifer Hillary, Franz by Hugh Dixon, Nando Simon Treves, Georgi Karenyi Struan Roger, Hansi Ostrowski John Rye, Willy Munt Michael Graham Cox, Fina Rhoda Lewis, Lehman David King, Heller Shirley Dixon, and Maris Danielle Allen, with Mary Allen, Christopher Barrett, Nicholas Gilbrook, Brian Miller, Jan Newling, Danny Schiller, and Jane Wittenshaw. Night Falls on the City was dramatized by Roderick Graham from the novel by Sarah Gainham and directed by Jane Morgan.